products in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome, welcome to our community connection. It is 8:33. Matthew Saugers with us here with Tri-County Tech, and we've been checking the Tri-County Tech interactive radar here from time to time. Looks like the rain is finally passing. Thank you for sponsoring that, Matthew.
Absolutely. I mean, this rain, I mean, we haven't had it in a couple days, and it's coming back again.
We had a beautiful sunrise this morning accompanied by a beautiful rainbow and some rain in between. It was just crazy. What's going on at Tri-County Tech these days? You got the classes started in earnest and lots of students piling in. And I understand you've got a few more interested students once they find out that some of their, you know, some of their buddies were taking classes out there.
Absolutely. So we're getting a lot of requests right now of like, hey, is it too late to sign up? Can I come this year? Because they hear all these the fun times that all of their friends are having and they didn't get to come.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little too late for them to start this year, but absolutely we want them to come next year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to actually start doing some events where they can actually come on campus and enjoy some of our facilities and some of our programs.
Well, that's wonderful. I think there's a great interest in this, you know, and more so here in the last few years than that I can remember when it comes to schools like Tri-County Tech. I think that Ralph fellow has been really done things on TV. Mm-hmm. That has said, hey, look, everybody can do something, but we probably shouldn't ought to be trying to all do the same thing. And with Tri-County Tech is you've got a variety of different subject matters and realms of study that kids can get into and then get into the workforce a lot quicker.
Absolutely. And the workforce is changing constantly. And in fact, by the year 2025, 75% of the jobs that are open will require a certificate that you have to get at some type of technical school. Mm-hmm. And so we're moving in the direction of being more technical in the United States. And so that's where the majority of the jobs are going to mm-hmm. be. And that's what Tri-County Tech is trying to do, is trying to fill that gap between the people that are available to fill those positions and the positions that are available. That difference in between who's available to work and the amount of jobs we have open is called the skills gap. And we want to close that skills gap every day a little bit more. And we're doing our part along with all the other career techs in the state of Oklahoma.
We're talking with Matthew here from Tri-County Tech. You got a wonderful facility there. I've had the chance to drop by a couple of times. It's really wonderful. And there's a lot of class space. And I've talked to a few of your instructors. Mm-hmm. And just really, how much better can it get? I mean, they seem to really understand the students that they're speaking to and educating. And many of them, you know, there are different events that have taken place that, you know, the instructor kind of goes along with the students, too.
Absolutely. One of our mottos is mm-hmm. that we want to create life-changing learning experiences mm-hmm. for these students. And that's what it really comes down to. I've always had a passion for working with high school students.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for about 12 years now. And to see a student's life changed is the greatest thing. And that's the reason we all do what we mm-hmm. do over at Tri-County Tech is for those students. We are wanting to change lives and have students come back to us 10, 15 years later and say, you know what, my time at Tri-County Tech is what really changed my life for the better. I'm able to put food in my refrigerator. I'm able to own my own home. I own my own car. It's those types of stories that when we hear it, mm-hmm. it makes it all worthwhile. And it all starts with all of our high school programs. And even it all starts with the recruitment that some of these students are seeing in their eighth grade year, which is where we invite them out to Tech in the fall, which we do have coming up here really soon.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Absolutely.
While we're at it. What does this entail?
So we have two big events coming up. Mm-hmm. The first one is October 23rd. We're going to have Bartlesville's 8th grade and 9th grade students, which ends up being about 800 students. We're having them come out and look at our programs along with 20 other outside speakers. So we have almost 40 different total speakers that we'll have on campus that day. And we'll have our students choose anywhere from 3 to 5 topics, careers that they thought would be interesting to them. Mm-hmm. And we have everyone from some forging manufacturing. We have Spears. Annie from Three Kids and a Cake is coming up there. It's actually one of our most popular programs this year. And then we have people from Adams Park coming out. And we have all these different careers that are all over the county coming to Tri-County Tech for these students to check out when they're in eighth and ninth grade.
I have a 12-year-old who's a seventh grader, and she really is interested in what you have going on out there. She takes a look at her six older brothers and sisters and says, my goodness sakes, they're still paying for college?
Absolutely.
And if I go here, I can start working and maybe have that all taken care of a lot sooner.
Absolutely.
And still have a certificate that says, I studied hard, I worked hard, I know my subject matter, and I'm going to be a great worker. And she's taking on to that with a great deal of interest. So, you know, I can tell you it's there for the kids in the middle schools.
Absolutely. So when you said kind of the debt and at what cost to go to college, one of our new goals for Vision 2025 is that we want to have at minimum 90% of our graduates walk away debt-free.
That's amazing.
It's almost the opposite of what a university does. A university pretty much says, you know what, 10% if they walk away debt-free is great because we want the other 90 having to still pay us. And I'm still paying my student loans from when I went to college.
Ooh.
I'm still doing it. But we want 90% of our students to walk away completely debt-free. And that's what it really comes down to, is so that we don't have something holding over these students' heads once they graduate. We want to remove any obstacle, any barrier, and we also don't want to deny any student to our campus based upon a financial issue. That's the reason we have a great foundation, such as the Tri-County Tech Foundation, which we have generous donors. And in fact, 100% of the employees at Tri-County donate to the foundation because that's how much we're all invested in this, the school and these students' lives, is that every single one of us give back every month to the foundation so that other students can come to Tech and have a life-changing experience.
One of the things that I've noticed with some of the students that I've actually met that have attended Tri-County Tech and still attend is that there's a great deal of camaraderie there. People who have, you know, like interests, they're going to bond. They're going to learn not only on their own, but from each other a little bit too. There's a little bit of teamwork that goes along.
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah. So all of our students, at the beginning of the year, most of them don't know each other because we pull students from all the way from Winona up to Copan and Oklahoma Union, all the way to the north. So those two students will probably never see each other outside of Tech. But when we bring them into Tech for that same like interest, they become best of friends. They have friends for life now because they have same interest and they're working every day in a classroom together on some project. Because at Tech, we're not only just in books where it's just your own single work. You're physically working on something, and most of the time, you're working on something with a team. All of our classes are designed and geared so that whenever you leave us, you're ready for the next step, whether it be one of our college prep programs, such as like pre-engineering or medicine and bioscience, where those prepare you for college for an engineering field or maybe a field in the medical research or whatever it might be. But then there's our programs such as like auto service, where you become a mechanic and you're working on actual people's cars from the community. So people come in and say, hey, my steering's not working right. And so maybe you and three of your classmates, now your buddies, work on this vehicle, figure out what's going on, and you replace the parts. So all of our programs are set to prepare you for that next step so that when you leave us, you're ready for whatever faces you.
You're ready to solve problems.
You are. You're ready to change the world.
Matthew Songer is with us here, and he is with Tri-County Tech. You also have, beyond the young people that are coming in with high school and of course, the junior high kids that are going to come in for the special presentation coming up here in a week or so, you have non-traditional students. And I met, I guess, a couple of them here last month.
Mm-hmm. You did.
And these are people who are saying, yep, I've learned all I needed to know at one point in my life, but now I'm at another point in my life, and I need and want to know more so that I can better my business and I can help out my clientele. These are people who are already in professions.
Yeah, some of them are actually already retired. And you know what? And once they retire from, say, an accounting job, they're like, you know what? I want to try something different. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just be retired and just sit at home. I still want to do something.
You can only watch so much TV.
Exactly. It starts to be reruns all the time.
Then your life is a rerun, and who wants that?
That's what's crazy is about Tri-County Tech is that my main focus for my position mm-hmm. is I work with high school students, and I absolutely love it. We also have Kyle Poole, who is the adult side of mm-hmm. Tri-County Tech Outreach. And we have he sees students all the way from 60s and 70s all the way down to as soon as they've graduated high school, so 18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. It really is completely across the board, and those non-traditional students are once again what make up Tri-County Tech and make it such an amazing place to come to, is because it doesn't matter what your race is, your gender, your age. It doesn't matter, because everyone is treated the same. Everyone is treated like an adult. Everyone is just given the same opportunity to come away with some amazing training and for a completely new direction on their career and their life.
You know, we take a look around at how much technology has affected us and what have you, and then you find fellows and ladies who are maybe in their late 30s all the way up to their early 50s who thought, yeah, well, that technology thing, it might catch on, it might not catch on, and if they want to stay active in the workforce, they have to catch on to the technology, and this is a great place to maybe get a refresher.
Absolutely. So we have everything from, like, accounting courses where you can come in and take it. There are a lot of people that, you know what, I just need a refresher on, like, my CMA or my CNA. Some people who really love technology, like you said, can do the, like, CompTIA and the other Cisco system training that mm-hmm. is required to be on the top of your field in an IT department. We have all those trainings. In fact, a lot of those trainings are coming up really soon. So if you are interested in maybe a refresher or maybe changing a course, we have a lot of classes coming up within the next month or so that we would love for you to sign up as an adult.
Very good. I want to get back to the eighth graders coming in. Is there a sign up for the presentation for the eighth graders? Is this something that you worked out with Bartlesville Public Schools?
Correct. So Bartlesville Public Schools sent out, I think it was like a week and a half ago.
Okay.
They sent out a sign-up sheet. Now, there are some students that still haven't signed up and that we are missing. What we've been telling them, and what I guess the parents need to know as well, is that if we don't have a sign-up for them, we're just going to choose classes that I think they'll like. I'm hoping to get that right. But we've got, I would say, about 95% of the sign-ups already in.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fantastic because these students are going to almost go to a conference, like, environment. They have chosen three different program minutes with each of those programs mm-hmm. or speakers, which those speakers will just be telling them about life and the career, what to expect, training you might need, how much money you're going to make, so that these students can be prepared for when they're needing to do their ICAP, which is their Individual Career Action Plan, which is coming from the state of Oklahoma. It's a new requirement that all the students must do starting in their eighth grade year,
okay.
starting this year. And so the students will need to decide what career they want to focus on when they're an eighth grader. Now, of course, they can switch whatever career that might be, but they at least have to choose one starting, I think it's January, that they actually have to make that final decision. And that's the reason we're hosting this career fair right now, is so that they have the ability to come look at all these different careers before they make a decision. We want them to make his most educated decision and give them as much information as possible before they go ahead and start that action plan.
Now, if there's someone who is interested in becoming a student or perhaps parents who have students who are at school right mm-hmm. now, and maybe you're interested in guiding your child, soon to be an adult, to perhaps become a student at Tri-County Tech, how do we make that first introduction? The website?
The website will be your easiest because it gives us a little bit more information about who you are and what you're looking into. And so we can come or we can respond to you with much more information. It'll be a whole lot quicker. So if you go to tricountytech.edu, as for our adults, there is an adult programs tab. They'll click on that and they'll look through whatever programs they're interested in. And then on every single program page, there is an apply now button and a get info button. Kind of depending upon if you're just kind of curious and you want to just have some more information before you really want to pull that trigger, mm-hmm. You can click that get info button. Tell us what programs you're interested in. We'll start that conversation with you. The same thing with the apply now button. If you're ready to say, you know what, I'm ready to sign up, let's do this. click that apply now button, and one of our representatives will be in touch with you. Hopefully within 24 hours. We're usually within the next 30 minutes is what we shoot for.
Good.
But there's some days that we're just not in the office and we have to get to you as soon as we can. As far as my high school students, maybe those adult or those parents out there who really want to get their student in next year, there's a get info button on every single high school page on our website, which is once again is tricountytech.edu. And then they can go to the high school pages, click on maybe they want to go into pre-engineering. They really want their son or daughter in pre-engineering. Go to that page, click on the get info button, and then I personally will be contacting you with to answer whatever questions you might have. And we'll get the ball rolling for next year.
That sounds great, and it sounds very easy, too.
We try to. If for some reason you don't have a computer at home, you can always give us a call, which is 918-331-3333.
Matthew Songer from Tri-County Tech, I want to thank you very much for being with us today and sharing all this great information. Now, folks, if you've been thinking, and you've been kind of not wanting to pick up the phone or get onto the computer, here's every opportunity. We hope that we've brightened a little bit on the subject there for you. So if this is something that you've been contemplating, let's take the next step. Let's go to the computer. Let's take a little walkthrough, let's see what there is for your future or for the future of your child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better.
All righty. Thank you very much. And again, thank you for being on our Community Connection, which is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home here on K1. K1, the one you trust.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass.